want to clarify one point from what we mentioned yesterday, and then add another few more points about building sukkah walls. So we discussed yesterday the issue of Oymid Baruch Matsuya. So the question comes up, if the type of walls that you're building are maybe not sufficient to be Oymid Baruch Matsuya, which means not to move, let's say we follow that opinion. However, it is built in an area where it's protected and it's sheltered, so the wind will not come to it. So maybe we could argue that since the whole concern is that something might happen to the walls, over here I protect the walls around them outside. There's something which is blocking the wind to get to them, and therefore the walls will be valid. And the halacha said that's not true. This is the definition of the integrity of the walls. It's a definition in a wall. Even if there's no wind which will come to them, it's built inside of a courtyard, and the wind doesn't get there, etc., still it would be a problem if it's not be able to. I mean, what's considered a normal wind in that area. I want to clarify, there's a Gemara which most people are familiar with, and just want to clarify that what the Gemara means and how it applies, what we do a local Lamaisa. The Gemara talks about this idea that the amount of walls for a sukkah, the Gemara learns out from based on the psukim, there's only three walls required for a sukkah. And there's a local Moshe Sinai that you need two walls, which are four walls, and the third wall can be even a tefach. So sounds like you don't have to do too much with that, and that seems to be acceptable. So first of all, first point is the two walls which are full walls have to touch each other. So you can't have a wall on one side, wall on the other side, and then two parallel walls, and then on the one of the open ends, you put a tefach. That will not work. Yet the two walls, which are full walls, have to touch each other. Number one. Number two, for a sukkah to be kosher, it has to at least be seven tefachim long. The length of the wall is seven tefachim, which we'll calculate as 28 inches, a little bit over two feet. So those two walls, each one has to be at least seven tefachim. The third wall, we need, it should be a wall of seven tefachim. It has to close an area of seven tefachim. How do you get an enclosure of seven tefachim with a wall which is only one tefach long? How do you enclose 28 inches with 4 inches? So there's a concept called lovin. So the concept called lovin tells me I can do the following. If I would take my 4-inch wall and put it close to one of the walls, within three tefachim of that other wall, lovin tells you that area is closed. So now it's a 4-tefach. If I take a wall which is a little more than a tefach, that is going to be enclosed with the rule of Lovin, 4 tefachim. Now the majority of it is closed. Oh, the majority of it is closed. We have a rule that something which is majority is closed, it's considered if it's closed. Chum came along and said, this is very confusing to people. We're going to require some more things to do that. And they require, we have to make a tzuras pesach on the area which is not enclosed, etc., etc. So therefore, the halacha suggests that we should not do this. It's very complicated what to do. It suggests that we should not rely on this in case of real necessity. You call up your rabbi, he'll give you, tell you how to do it. But otherwise, we do not use this eitzah. And we do, the minhag is to make three complete walls. So that which you learn in the Gemara, it's discussions with the Gemara, but halacha l'maaseh, we're not going to use that. There is a prima gadim and a chayadim, which both say that even though the halacha is you can make three walls, and that is clearly halachically acceptable, there is a heter mitzvah to make 4 complete walls, especially if you're living in an area which is prone to cold or other types of things like that. You want to be able to sit in your sukkah. If you have a wall which is open, it's going to be uncomfortable. And the goal is to make the sukkah as usable as possible, that you'll be able to sit there and enjoy yourself. So if you make... therefore, there's a heter mitzvah. So there's a heter mitzvah to make sure that you enclose all 4 walls. The Mishnah does not mention this chayadim in the prima gadim. Would seem to me he does not necessarily bring this idea, but I think that again he does mention in another place that there is an idea of making the sukkah as usable as possible, as comfortable as possible, and obviously having all 4 walls closed would protect you from the wind, etc., make it more comfortable to sit there. So a person definitely should make his sukkah with all 4 walls. Have a good morning.